Alex.
Interesting times in Washington, D.C. Remember, this show is getting ready to go to D.C. when the Supreme Court hears the oral arguments on the health care mandate that's coming up a week from now. We'll be there. I just hope the cherry blossoms are. Justin Duckham from Talk Radio News joins us. Hey, Justin, are those cherry blossoms going to be there? You know, I was beating up Bob Ney about that. I heard they might die off before we get there.
It looks like they're probably still going to be around. And, you know, for your sake, I hope it is. It really is beautiful.
No kidding. All the times I grew up just a stone's throw away from D.C., I have never been there for the cherry blossoms, so I want to see it. I want to be there for the cherry blossoms, so I got my fingers crossed. Hey, speaking of crossing your fingers, the Illinois primary for the Republicans, that's up to bat next. This is on the heels of Puerto Rico, of course. What's all the scuttlebutt as far as Illinois is concerned? Santorum beating up the shoe leather, and, of course, we have Mitt Romney out there with his wife, Ann Romney, who's also working the microphones now. What else do you know about that?
Well, Santorum has not been doing himself any favors lately, and it is starting to show in Illinois. It looks like he is right now trailing behind Romney by about 15 points, which is a pretty stunning margin for a state that's really is really quite important. This is actually the second highest amount of delegates that have come into play in the race so far, with about 69, coming in a little after Georgia, who had about 75. So this is a pretty big race, to be sure, and it looks like it may be a blowout for Romney.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a blowout for Romney. It's just a matter of delegates, 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 delegates. So let's turn to something different that's important to all of us, what's been happening in Afghanistan. Justin, on my show, I've been saying, let's just get out of Afghanistan, forget the timetable. Now you have John Allen, the commander in Afghanistan, who will actually be testifying. So you can imagine he'll be imagine the questions that he'll be hit with. And this is all on the heels of the burning of the Quran at Bagram Air Force Base, a couple of them. And also what happened with the soldier, the sergeant who left the base and allegedly killed the 16 people, and what's happened in the wake of that. So this should really be the focus out of D.C. tomorrow, right?
It really should be. This is the first time John Allen is going to go before lawmakers. Or, you know, for that case, any time any high-ranking military officer is going to face Congress since this incident has happened. You know, there are a lot of people on the left who have been using this as an opportunity to call for a faster withdrawal. And at the same time, there are those on the right who are trying to double down and convince the administration to continue the course or to even eliminate the timetable. So this is going to be quite interesting to see how he handles it. And I would not be surprised if there are some fireworks, since there are some rumblings that people are not happy with how things have been going in Afghanistan. And it looks like at least some people are calling for a reevaluation of Allen's tenure as commander.
Ooh, so he really is on the hot seat then.
I mean, he really is. And it's actually a little surprising that he hasn't come under fire more often. You know, if it's true that this attacker did have TBI, then it looks like, you know, soldiers who are not mentally stable are being redeployed in an area where we're supposed to be winning hearts and minds. So, you know, this is going to be something that has yet to be really political so far, but eventually we'll have the usual sniping coming along with it, since at some point people are going to try to start assigning blame.
Yeah, good point on whether we're redeploying soldiers who have problems with traumatic brain disorder from various things, which is what supposedly the staff sergeant had been in one of those accidents where his vehicle was hit, and if he had that traumatic brain injury and then he was redeployed, can you imagine? It's looking that way. So his testimony is going to be really the number one thing that people are talking about, besides Paul Ryan, Congressman Paul Ryan's budget proposal. Apparently he's going after six different tax brackets. Is that correct?
That's what it looks like. And he's also going to be altering his message from the last time around to try to tone down the Medicare language, since that really alienated a lot of members of his party last time around. And almost single-handedly handed over a few congressional districts to Democrats. This time around, he's altering the message so that he is going to put forward an alternative to Medicare, but will also still allow Medicare participants who are 65 or older to engage in the program as it usually is. So this is a way of the Republicans trying to hit a compromise where they can say, you can still get what you need, but if you want to help the nation reduce its deficit or help the nation return to fiscal prosperity, there is an alternative. And the hope is that enough people will sign up for that, that they'll be able to make the economic case for this for other members of the House.
Yeah. All right, so a couple of big things certainly brewing in D.C. Justin Duckham, Talk Radio News, thanks.
Hey, you have a good one.
You too. Tonight for the rest of the hour, looking at a couple of things percolating across the country. The weather, first day of spring, we've got snow in Arizona. You have wicked tornadoes, floods, hailstorms in Oklahoma, Texas, and a few other places in the Southwest. And you have unseasonably warm temperatures in places like Minnesota, where they're used to it being a little chillier than it is right now. That could be a good thing. Sporting the shorts instead of the long johns. First day of spring, very, very odd as we swing into that. Also, as I said, fair or foul, this is a big one. The Justice Department is looking at this Florida teenager who was killed. And this one I think they should look into, and the reason why is very strange. Neighborhood watch, and I'm going to say he was nutty. This guy called 911 constantly, talking about things that he had seen. So he's a little bit overboard to begin with. Turns out he sees a black teenager, decides he's going to follow him. He calls 911 and says, oh, I see something I don't like. And they say, well, okay, we're sending someone out. Don't you follow him. And he follows them, has a gun, and ends up shooting a 17-year-old, Trayvon Martin, a kid who had nothing in his background to do with drugs or guns or anything. Just happened to be a 17-year-old black kid who was in an area where this neighborhood watch was at his home, leaving to go get some Skittles just down the street. Can you imagine? I think, and a lot of the people in this neighborhood think, this guy needs to be arrested. And he gives the whole idea of Neighborhood Watch a very, very bad name. There's 23,000 neighborhood watch groups across the United States. And they do some good things. They see some things. They've thwarted some crimes. But they're not vigilantes. And you don't really want these people to be vigilantes. Cruising around with guns so they could just randomly decide, is somebody breaking in or is something happening here? And truly, from all descriptions, and I've looked at this from a couple different angles, not just taking it on face value, but the kid left his family's home, was definitely going down to the store, wasn't doing anything weird, and this guy just decides to follow him, thinking something's happening here, and now the kid is dead. Awful. All right, more details on that and a couple of other things. On the flip side, hang with us.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural lose and snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order lose and snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Protesters protesting the shooting death of the 17-year-old I was just talking about, Trayvon Martin. Here he was in a gated community, too. A neighborhood watch captain tells the cops he shot the teenager in self-defense. What happened was he tackled the teenager when he went after the teen. So now the Justice Department is looking into this. Florida's Governor Rick Scott weighed in, ordering the State Department to do whatever they could to help local investigators, whatever had to happen here. And people are calling for George Zimmerman, who is this vigilante neighborhood watch captain, to be called on the carpet and be arrested. I even saw a quick little snippet of his mother who said, "I just want a jury to hear this case. Let the jury decide." I thought she was pretty calm and pretty smart in her comments. So there were 911 calls that started to happen after he made his call, where neighbors were terrified, basically. You could hear it in their voices, and they were screaming for dispatchers to send cops because there was someone screaming in the background for help, and you could hear there was a scuffle. And this 17-year-old was carrying a drink and candy when the neighborhood watch captain called 911 to report that, oh, there's a suspicious man. So the 911 dispatcher, I was already giving you some of the details, but let me flush it out a little bit more, told this Zimmerman not to confront him. But by the time the cops had arrived, he was dead already with a gunshot wound in his chest. Zimmerman, off his rocker, sorry, needs to be arrested for this. I agree with the mother. Let justice be served here, and let the jury decide. Let them hear everything that happened, and then pick it up from there. If this is our system, he needs to be picked up for this, because you certainly don't want people that are volunteering for Neighborhood Watch to be overly aggressive, not realize who or what they're seeing, and track you down with a gun and shoot at you, for goodness sake. We don't want that. You want to talk about a gun tussle. If that started to happen with 23,000 of these neighborhood watches across the country, you can bet Second Amendment will be trampled on. And listen, what's interesting is normally, when I see something like this, and depending on what it is, looking at this, and because I'm an advocate of the Second Amendment, I think we should have the right to have guns. But then when you get somebody like this, this is when it starts to crack. It starts to crack, and the crevice becomes wider on the other side, right? All right, so a couple of people have already weighed in through the miracle of chat, and one of the things says, Net Load says, feds are on it, and it's horrible. Highlight says, is Sharpton there? And another one says, well, Sharpton has a show on MSNBC. And then we flush out a little bit more into what we've been talking about, gated community, and that's the thing. I mean, so, you know, come on, in this case, boy, it's just not looking right, and it's not good for neighborhood watches. So I would say to you, and this is just with what we know, don't you think there should be some kind of a charge here? Doesn't that make sense that this Zimmerman guy should be charged? Let me just tell you a little bit of background about him. He's called 911 46 times since 2001. So to say he has a itchy trigger finger in a couple of different directions could be accurate, let's put it that way. And Zimmerman's saying, look, he shot the kid in self-defense. And so he's free because they're investigating this. And he hasn't been charged because there isn't any grounds to disprove his story of what happened. The problem is he was a kid. He mistook him for somebody else. Who knows? That's what I think happened. He goes after him, even though they say, look, back off, we're sending someone out or whatever. He insists on following him. Then the rest is history, pulling out the gun, you know. And think about this. Imagine if that happened to your kid walking around in the neighborhood. It's a little bit dark. It's a gated community. You've got a son who's pretty big. He's 6 feet tall, whatever. He's got his hood up. And he's walking along, and it's dark, and he might look kind of shady. He's just walking along, kicking the bushes on the side as he walks down. Oh, you wouldn't want to see that happen, right? And what are you, I mean, come on, there's got to be some justice. There's got to be some justice that has to be served up here. You don't want that lynch mob mentality. You really don't want that. I think the Zimmerman guy is wannabe cop is the problem. So he had his concealed weapon, and he decided, I don't care what the dispatchers say. I'm going to confront this guy, and he's not a guy, he's a kid. And then this is what ends up happening. So he decides he's a threat and decides to kill him in self-defense. Now, here's the problem. Dead people don't talk. So I hope justice comes about for this people. And I hope that there's some kind of closure for this family. I believe that, unfortunately, Zimmerman was overzealous, and he needs to be arrested. He needs to be charged with the murder. And I hope they charge him. You might view this differently. 800-259-5791. Even further, it made me think about neighborhood watches. In my neighborhood, there's neighborhood watch. In fact, I see them circle around a lot. You see the side of the car. And it has a sticker saying, you know, it's one of those magnetic things. And they're cruising around a lot down alleys and on the streets. And sometimes they'll roll down the window and say, hello. There's the familiar sign, neighborhood watch. And I've often wondered how much of a deterrent Neighborhood Watch is in the first place. Is Neighborhood Watch, well, it can't be a terrible thing, although in this case it is a terrible thing, but for the most part you're hoping it's not a terrible thing, that if by chance something seems like it's not right, and the Neighborhood Watch person is circling around, and they see it, they happen to catch somebody who goes through a window or does something, how great would that be? Then that's an extra set of eyes on the street. But this shows you what the other side looks like. I can tell you Neighborhood Watch didn't work in my neighborhood, where someone across the street had a break-in. They just grabbed some kid stuff, went in a back window. And also, my husband's car got sideswiped. Someone did a little old hit-and-run, smashed the side of the car, and then took off, and nobody saw anything, and who knows what time that was. And so there was no eyes looking to see a license plate or what could have happened, but who knows, it could have happened in the middle of the night. So 23,000 neighborhood watches in gated communities in all kinds of suburban areas, urban areas. I wonder how effective they are. I believe that it's good to have an extra set of eyes on neighborhoods with some of the things that have happened. But if you get too many of these Zimmermans, then I wouldn't want them in my neighborhood, because there's teenagers, mistaken identity, looking at a kid. Kids wear their hoods up. They're shy. They shrug. These big teenage boys, they have a basketball in their hand. They're walking down the street. And I would hate to see that. I would hate to see that happen anywhere near my home. And I think the people near the Zimmerman guy are not happy. It's Sanford, by the way, that we're talking about in Florida. And it's interesting that the self-appointed neighborhood watch captain, because officially there was a neighborhood watch, but it wasn't really recognized. So it's kind of unofficial, actually. And, you know, here he is cruising around looking for, you know, I don't know what. I wish I had been a cop syndrome, or, you know, I'm going to see if I can snuff something out on the street, or, you know, what is it? And I'll tell you what, this community better buckle down, because a lot of people are very upset by what's happened with him. And the Sanford police chief is really diving into this to try to come up with something, you know, something that they can either hook him on or be able to answer back for. But the problem is, you have a dead 17-year-old who was hit in the chest, you have the 911 call, and you have no witnesses other than hearing the things as to what really, really happened. It's a shame. Hang with us.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Come away with me in the night.
All right, some quick political news. Come We're going to stick in the middle of this show. Hey, everyone, Kate Delaney hanging out with all yous across this great country. All right, we're halfway through the Republican chase for the golden ticket. You know what the golden ticket is. Of course, getting the nomination, the coronation in Tampa, Florida, which will be there in Tampa for all of the excitement. I was hoping for a brokered convention, to be honest. You want some good excitement on talk radio, some juicy stuff, a brokered convention would do that. So we're talking about in Illinois, the Romney-Santorum showdown, which looks to be no contest. Romney certainly is going to close the deal on this one. I can't imagine not. So the primary is reaching its halfway point, and the question comes up over and over and over again. The former governor of Massachusetts has a sizable lead, to be certain, in the delegates. I mean, this is destiny now. He's going to be the nominee, whether you like Mitt Romney or you don't like Mitt Romney. So why isn't Romney really closing the deal with a lot of Republicans? And we know the answer, partially, I think, to this is if you're super right of right, well, that's not Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is definitely the milder version. He is the moderate, which is why he was the governor of a state like Massachusetts. And he was able to get elected in Massachusetts. If he was right of right, there is no way, no way anybody that fits that description. Like Rick Santorum, he could never be the governor of Massachusetts. So for a super hardcore conservative, Romney just does not fit that bill. Somebody who doesn't have any wiggle room, no gray, all black and white, they don't want to really close this deal. But if you don't like Obama, what are your alternatives? The answer is, you got to get in line. You got to fall in line, brothers and sisters. Because if you don't like how things are going in this country now, and you wanted Ron Paul, or you loved Newt Gingrich, or you're crazy for Rick Santorum, doesn't matter. They don't get the nomination. They don't get the golden ticket. They don't get to cash in. It's just the way we do it. And I get all these angry emails. I thought you liked Ron Paul. Weren't you backing Ron Paul? I think he's the most honest cat in the race because he says whatever he thinks and he doesn't care where his comments fall, which is why he's not electable because the establishment isn't interested in Ron Paul. They were never concerned about Ron Paul at all. He would come up here and there, and certainly I think he's going to be on Jay Leno on Tuesday. That'd be interesting to see him on Leno. And he's just a great soundbite, and he has great ideas, but strictly getting the nomination, he is a no-go all the way. A no-go all the way, because they, being the establishment, will not back him, do not want to see him get that nomination, and he's not getting the delegates, so it doesn't matter, because you have to get the delegates. Now, saying that, Ron Paul will have a say in the convention. He's got a little bit of a stake going on here because he's rallied so many younger people and others to his way of thinking or people that like his way of thinking. Therefore, if I'm Romney, I want to try to embrace Ron Paul. I want to get him, I don't know, maybe in a position where he could be useful to Romney, right? But he's got a voice. He definitely has a voice. Without a doubt. Speaking of having a voice, I got to mix this in with what's happening. You know, when the poll shows, as I said, Romney's lead is crazy in Illinois, so that's not a problem. What's interesting is, what do you think the political wife's role should be when their husband is running for president? Because you've got Ann Romney, who now is grabbing the microphone and talking to women and saying, and talking to others and saying, listen, you've got to get behind my husband. Otherwise, this frustration, all this nonsense is just going to continue. So she's an attractive lady. She has a voice. She pushes the mother-grandmother thing, which she definitely is, in the strong marriage. And she's out there now getting a lot of attention. She's not the only one. Karen Santorum has come to the defense of her husband because he's being criticized in this debate over the contraception issue. So she really pushed this out on Monday that he is not anti-woman because they're getting slapped with that tag that what's wrong with him? Stay out of our uteruses. Forget it. I don't care if you're good on other sides. We don't want you. And Santorum, who was on Piers Morgan's show on CNN, an interview show, he's the Larry King with the accent light, he said that women have nothing to fear when it comes to contraceptives. He's not going to do anything on that issue. He was strictly talking about the constitutionality. He's trying to clear that up and the religious institutions and that one particular part of the Affordable Health Care Act. See, once you say it, and once it's out there, oh, it is like wildfire. That's how it spreads. Whether you're misunderstood, not misunderstood, misquoted, doesn't matter. All right, the big story besides politics is the politics of sports, which constantly we see that there are similarities between the two. No more Tim Tebow for Denver. I cannot imagine that Denver is going to keep Tim Tebow on the roster. And why? Because they're going to sign Peyton Manning to a whole bunch of money, which John Elway was never, ever a fan of Tim Tebow. So he couldn't be happier. The people in Denver are not very psyched about this in one sense because they embrace Tebow, but they like Manning. So it's the phone lines have been blown up in a lot of different directions when it comes to sports talk there. So 5 years, $95 million contract. And Elway was really, and of course he was because he's in that role anyway, but he was definitely the driver of this because Manning was very, very close. I have great sources in the NFL. And he was very, very close to signing with Tennessee. And they really wanted him. Of course they did. Even, you know, with the whole stuff with the neck surgeries and all of that. And Elway just seduced him. So Manning going to the Broncos will send Tim Tebow, off in a trade somewhere. Because there's no way they're going to have Tim Tebow. We already know that. And then it's a question of they're going to pin their hopes on Manning and that he's going to be okay. And naturally, in a contract, things would be tied to his performance and his health. But that would have been anywhere. So will the Broncos be serious contenders again now with Peyton Manning as the signal caller? Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hello, Pete. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. And you forget the most important thing about going to Denver.
Are you asking me questions about the Denver thing? What's the most important thing? Who cares? Tim Tebow is gone. Peyton Manning is there. The most important thing is that his health is okay.
Manning gets to go hang out with his buddy Todd Helton.
Oh, who cares about that?
David, you're smart.
No reporter said anything about Tim Tebow.
Oh, who cares? That's not true. That's not true. On KOA, they talked about it. Mike talked about that on KOA. They did talk about it. But you're right. You mentioned it.
In Denver, am I?
You mentioned it, but they've talked about it. They've talked about it in Denver a bunch.
Anyway, though, I think the reason why, and I wasn't too sure about Tennessee, and the fact is, now, if Manning was a vindictive kind of dude, you know, then he'd say, hey, I go to Tennessee, I get to whip the Colts twice every year, you know, which could possibly end up, you know, sabotaging their ability to move forward or something like that. And him and Jim Irsay are good friends still, you know, and so I don't think Manning's that way. I don't think he's vindictive, you know, and so maybe that was one of the reasons why he didn't stay in, you know, go to Tennessee, because he thought, you know, I don't want to, you know, off against my old owner, you know.
Oh, now listen, so, he is very upset about being ditched by the Colts. He did not want to leave the Colts, so your assumption about him maybe wanting to get back at the Colts is dead on. Of course, he has the opportunity to say, hey, listen, look what I'm doing with Denver. Absolutely.
Yeah, but, you know, Denver's got, you know, it wasn't, you know, there was some of those games that Tebow won, you have to admit quite a few of them where he got lucky, you know. But, and luck's part of playing in the NFL. But you know, they've got a lot of problems with that. That defense is average. I mean, you saw what Brady did to them in the playoff game. He just shredded them, you know. And so they got a lot of things to build. I know. I still, even with him, I just don't see him making it to the Super Bowl. I don't see him beating the Patriots. I don't, you know. And so we'll see what happens. It's a long season, you know. And as for Tebow, you know, the issue now is that, you know, from what I understand, Alex Smith, quarterback of the 49ers, is pretty miffed about, you know, here they made it all the way to the championship game last year before they got, you know, with him as quarterback. And he was pretty miffed that the 49ers were thinking about bringing Manning in. And so I guess he went and had an interview with the Dolphins. So I think Tebow either ends up, if the 49ers re-sign Alex Smith, then I think Tebow, I think the Dolphins are probably his next destination, which, of course, he played college football in Florida, and they just love him down there.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I think that you're right on that. That's a very good possibility. Don, thanks for the call. You know, Tim Tebow being gone from Denver, though, because of the how he excited the fans is a whole different thing. And imagine if Tebow goes somewhere else and he is a big contributor, but Manning not so lucky. Hang with us.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This hour of America Tonight, at the top, talking to Justin Duckman and mentioning the fact that Afghanistan in the forefront, certainly coming up in D.C. on Tuesday, as the top commander will be testifying and will be asked all kinds of things about Afghanistan. And the thought is, stay the course, invest more. And one thing that Justin Duckman said is, well, you know, the left, people on the left want to get out of there. I disagree. I think more people that could label themselves Republicans or right or independent, I think a whole bunch of people are saying, get out of Afghanistan now, as evidenced by so many of you who have called the show to say, listen, I supported Afghanistan, but I'm saying go. We can't let this target keep being painted on the soldiers' backs the way it is. As a result of some of the things that now have happened, it's ridiculous. And to what end? So I don't think that's a left-right thing now. You could have said that initially at the beginning of the war and midway through it. But now, especially the last year and a half, I would say there are plenty of people who may label themselves a Republican or a conservative that say, yeah, I think we got to get out of Afghanistan, absolutely. And not because they're anti-war, but they're anti a war where we are dumping way too much money and lives into it for what, to what end? Especially when you have Hamid Karzai, the president, who is completely coddled up to the Taliban and is basically saying, oh, we're ready to go. Get back on your bases, get out of the villages. So if we're not going to win over the hearts and minds of the people and they're not going to mentor any of the would-be government folks, then what is the sense of doing this? And what are we going to stay there another 5 years? Another, can you imagine like 20 years invested in Afghanistan? Oh, let's go to Jack, who's listening to us in Australia. Hello, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing well, Kate, and thank you for the wonderful news. As a Denver fan, I am stoked that Peyton Manning is coming to Mile High Stadium and Tebow has been showing the door. I might not be able to pick a single first-round winner when it comes to March Madness, but I love my football, and maybe next year Denver can actually take it all the way to the Super Bowl and not be hoping and praying for Hail Marys.
That's true, because you realize that with Tebow, that's what you get. He did bring a sort of excitement to the team, but a lot of that was, and he says it, is because of other players around him, and he had some luck. And you're right, the Hail Marys were key. I think Peyton Manning being there changes the team, and you know, let's see what the other teams shape up to be. It's everybody's going to the Super Bowl, Jack, as you know, in the off season. So let's see what happens during these mini camps, training camp. But it makes Denver better. I would take Peyton. I'd take a flyer on Peyton Manning, especially because the risk isn't as great as you would think. The contract will be laced with incentives because they have to be concerned about his health. Manning wanted to continue to play, and let's hope he plays to his level.
Well, you can always have Tebow come to your Eagles.
No, thank you. We'll stick with Vic. I don't want any Tebowing in Philly. We don't need it. We don't need that. Oh, are you kidding? And he would bomb in Philly. It would be the worst place for this sweet guy to be. He doesn't need to be there. He needs the Florida team. He needs Jacksonville. Jacksonville would be perfect for him.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we'll see. Good luck with that. Thanks, Jack. My man, Jack, down under. So if you're a Denver fan, I think you'd have to be excited about that, honestly. Why not? Why not take the chance? Because you're not, what are you really giving up in Tebow? Yes, it was cool, exciting, you're making headlines. He broke through barriers as far as it was more than sports. He became bigger than sports. He became a verb after all. So, but the thing is, you want to win the Super Bowl. You want your team to go as far in the playoffs as they can go. And I think Manning, if he's healthy anyway, gives them a much better chance. But let's see what the team is like around him before we declare him the ultimate savior. But it was a smart move on their part. Look, that's why Tennessee made that move. That's why San Francisco tried to make that move as well. So we know in our next show we're going to be talking about Illinois. We're going to be talking about, of course, the Republican quest and the why's this and where are we moving and what's happening in the direction of the Republicans as far as the delegate count is concerned. But also, as I mentioned, the deal with the Afghanistan war. The Afghan killing suspect, because more is coming out now about about this staff sergeant and what happened in light of the massacre of the 16 people. It turns out that in looking at his background, because people are trying to wrap their minds around how did this happen, people are saying he's a great guy and what could possibly have led him down this path. His name's Robert Bales. And the National Association of Securities Dealers found that Bales, another guy in his company, were in the middle of fraud and when they were trading in investments, and he owes $1.5 million from a 2003 arbitration ruling that found him guilty of securities fraud. The records are there. They were filed in Columbus, Ohio, when he was a stockbroker. And, you know, after 9/11 was when he jumped back into the into serving. And when the complaint was filed, he was enlisted just 2 months after the 9/11 attacks. So he hasn't been charged formally in the Afghan killings, but we know that that's happening, is going to happen. And we also know that the death penalty is absolutely going to be an option. And the idea of the death penalty and squaring off with whether that's fair in the case of this officer is interesting. And many of you have sent emails and have called the show to talk about this. So the commander going up to the Capitol and talking about what happened or what's happening in the foreseeable future with the Afghanistan strategy should be pretty interesting. And we're talking about John Allen, who will answer the questions about, you know, do we eliminate the timetable? Do we have a new timetable? Ultimately, what is the strategy? And the strategy, I believe, is going to be stay the course. Just stay the course. The ambassador, I've said this a zillion times, Ryan Crocker, wants to see a redoubled effort. But how do you redouble that effort when you've got the president of the country saying, get your soldiers back in their cages behind the gates? Get them out of the villages, because he knows what's happening in many of the rural areas in Kabul. He knows what's going on and just how explosive the situation is. Things have now been stepped up propaganda-wise thanks to what happened with Bales, and these people who are looking for answers, want restitution, want revenge, and really don't want the United States of America to be in their backyard any longer. And I think if that's what is the prevalent theme, then we need to leave. Do we have to be shot out anymore? Do we have to have more victims to realize when you have a country saying bye-bye? Because I think that's what they're saying. Unless Karzai is being misquoted all over the place, pretty much he's saying, yeah, it's time to get back, pull out, we're ready to roll. And I think he means it. I don't think they're angry words.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.